Because I want to read to you from the scripture. Now, the reading today comes from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. These are very familiar words for people who have hung around in the church for any amount of time. From the beginning of chapter 11. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
So Jesus said, when you pray, prayer. We know about prayer. We talk about prayer. If we're honest, we're a bit confused about prayer. How do we pray? What do we pray? When do we pray? Do we pray on our own or with others? Does God answer my prayer or our prayers? I wonder if we're a little bit like little Joyce. And if you can't read what it says on the screen, it says, "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy." You know, prayer isn't a guarantee. Prayer isn't about us getting what we want or feel that we deserve. It's not about the puppy. Sometimes there's the desperate prayer. We're in the middle of life and stuff. Someone's hurt us. We're in the middle of a health crisis. Stuff is hard at work, at home, at church. We're in the middle of a storm or a kerfuffle. And our lives seem to be falling apart. And so we pray. It's desperate. It's raw. It's real. It's authentic. It bubbles up. There are many different times that we pray. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. We would think they would already know, because Jesus prayed regularly and the disciples must have observed this, and yet they asked the question. Rabbis were commonly asked to teach people how to pray. I wonder, do we still ask this question today? We know Jesus' life was prayer-filled. We read about his praying in a variety of situations, at baptism, before choosing the 12, while on the cross, and he models prayer for those who follow him. We know that his disciples fast and pray already, and yet they're looking for this deeper understanding of how to pray. And so the lesson begins. Father. First, Jesus tells them to call God Father. God is not distant or angry. We often have an impression of God that tells us that God is a judgmental God. Although God is referred to as Father a few times in the Old Testament, this is a new understanding of relationship for an ancient religion. Father speaks of relationship, family relationship. When we address God as Father, we're reminded that God is in love with his children, us. This is why the Word became flesh, why Jesus came to earth. The message of God's love was sent in person by Jesus, in human form, for us. God wants to tell us how deeply we are loved, and we can draw deeply close to the person of Jesus. So close we can hear the heartbeat of God, and God can hear ours. You know, Jesus uses the image of a loving parent to convey the truth of who God is and how God loves us. And it's not the only time. In Matthew, God is described as a mother hen who gathers up her young. And in John, God is described as Abba Father, like Daddy or Papa. God wants a relationship with us. In prayer, we can just sit and call God by name, Father. Relationship, hear God's heartbeat. God is our shepherd, creator, father, daddy, papa, a parent who holds us close. When frazzled or busy or angry or hurt or frustrated, we can stop and return to that one name, Father. In the Lord's Prayer that we use, we start with Our Father, and that comes from the other time the Lord's Prayer is found in the Scriptures, in Matthew 6. And there are lots of similarities between the two versions, but there are some subtle differences, some noticeable in English, but more that are readily seen in the Greek. That Our Father is not my Father. It is not self-centered or an isolated sense of spirituality. Our God loves us. Our neighbours, and even our enemies the same way. When we pray, Our Father, we create churches and homes and communities and neighbourhoods where all are welcome. The simple pronoun of our provides the gift of the parent relationship with God together with Jesus. It indicates the communal nature of the relationship that we have with God. To pray Father is to place ourselves under authority. A good Father loves us but does not indulge us in things that would harm us. And to pray Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, is to say no to myself, no to greed and no to the glitter of greed. To say Father is to accept my contingency, my dependence as a created being. It says that we don't own ourselves. The real holiness, the real thing which matters in our existence is not us, it's not money, it's not power, but God who loves us and is full of love for us. Now just pause there and acknowledge that we have different experiences of Father. And we may experience the word Father as irredeemable due to our own experiences. And if that's the case, we can easily change those words to God who loves me. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed. It's a bit of a strange word. We don't hear it much in everyday language. It's sacred, made holy, consecrated. God is greatly revered and honoured. God is holy. Your kingdom come. Here we're saying that the world isn't right, but will be put to rights by God. The purposeful, conscience, mindful saying and re-saying of these words becomes part of the reshaping of our being and reality. Some manuscripts add, may your will be done on earth as in heaven. This is about God's will, not my will, not our will. We're saying that God's will comes first before we start our petitions. Give us this day our daily bread. In the Greek, in this, in Luke, the tense is one of continuous action. So it's keep giving us our daily bread each day. This is not self-indoctrination. If we really pray and live for daily bread, we begin to live a life shaped around dependence and trust upon God. Bread in this time was a staple part of their diet. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Here we acknowledge our sin and that we don't get things right. We have rejected God, neighbour and creation. We are complicit in injustice and self-righteous. And in asking for forgiveness, we recognise our need to forgive others, to let go of our grievances against each other and others in our lives. And finally, lead us not into temptation. And the Greek here, it's do not bring us into testing or a time of testing. We ask for assistance when tempted, so that with God's strength, we might not give in to temptation. And so Jesus finishes the prayer in the Luke account. And he goes on with this hypothetical illustration to emphasize the teaching and to reassure the disciples that God not only hears, but also cares and responds. We have a sleepy friend responding to a midnight crisis, an example of real life and social relationships. The laws of the ancient Middle East were strict, and if a traveller arrived needing food and shelter, one was under an obligation to provide it. And the friend in the street knows that the friend in bed will understand, even if it's eventually. Jesus is saying that God's way of giving exceeds that between human friends. And then we have the second hypothetical. Here we have a parent-child relationship. The father responds to his child according to the child's need. As parents give good gifts, good things to their children, how much more will God give the gift of the Holy Spirit to us? Like children with human parents, we can trust that our requests will not be answered by trickery or malice. We will not find a snake or a scorpion when we expected a fish or an egg. In these illustrations, Jesus encourages us to pray often and to persevere in our prayers. God is not only high and holy, but close and intimate. God cares more of us than we can comprehend. And Jesus reminds us that as much as we love our families and friends, God loves us so much more. And we understand from this that persistence counts. There are, of course, too many things to pray about. And so we are disciplined and regular in our praying. But knowing how to pray is never as important as the act of praying itself. There are many ways to pray. And letting your needs spill honestly from your heart, praising God sincerely, and thanking God for the deep love that we have through Christ. And even waiting patiently is all prayer. When you pray, be concerned with your how to pray, but be more concerned with your what, the act of praying itself. You can sit still and spend time focused on God. Let your soul have fellowship with the heart of God and be nourished in God's presence. I journal my prayers. I find the discipline of the practice helpful, and I find that the words of prayer seem to flow out onto paper. I've said it here before, but I use a simple process. I call it the teaspoon prayer, TSP. Thank you, sorry, please. There are many other acronyms that you could use, but I like the simplicity of this. And I use it. I write the thank you, sorry, please in different colours in my journal. And the Lord's Prayer that we've looked at follows this pattern. I also use triggers as prayers during my day when I get up each morning. My prayer is, I am no longer my own but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth in my life today. That comes from part of Wesley's covenant prayer and also part of the Lord's Prayer. If I hear an ambulance, I pray. Perhaps when we're driving past a hospital, we pray for those we know in hospital. When going past a school, pray for the school. When you're walking the dog, pray for the houses you walk past. I keep a prayer diary in my bag. It's a normal diary that I write people's needs into. Some of you have been in it. I have a prayer index card as a reminder of the groups and situations and people that I pray for. It gets messy, but it helps me to remember the people that I've said, I'll pray for you. I also use a bookmark of prayer of Adelaide West, and I've just updated this, and there are some out on the table this morning. I think I gave this out at a congregation meeting some time ago. But this is a way that we can pray together for the different parts that are part of the life of our church. So that every Sunday we're praying for the Sunday services. We're praying for the new people that are in our midst. Preachers, worship teams, welcomers, prayer, kids space, shared lunches, hospitality, and so much more. Be creative. Use sticky notes around the house. Reminders about prayer by the computer or in the car. Use a prayer app. And pray with others. Find a prayer partner. Share prayer points. Pray together. Write prayers in the prayer book in the foyer. Start church meetings with prayer. Pray together in connect groups. You know, the pronouns for us in the Lord's Prayer are all plural. Us, our, and we. Prayer is deeply communal. Discover prayer. And if you'd like to know more, ask others. Talk about it in your connect groups. I have a number of books on prayer if you would like to borrow one. The Bible tells us that prayer changes things, and many of us can attest to that in our lives. Prayer is not a guarantee, it is a discipline. It is asking, seeking, knocking, and waiting. Prayer is spending time with God. We can talk with God about relationships, about needs of others, and about ourselves. Sometimes life overwhelms us. The storms come and we have no words at all. And as we sit with God, as we cry, that is still prayer. Respond to the storms of life by prayer. Prayer changes things. Changes my outlook on the world as I pray for healing in our world. Changes how I relate to others around me as I pray for them and for our relationships. And it changes how I see others and how I see myself. Prayer helps me to focus on God, no matter what the circumstances. Notice Jesus says, when you pray, not if you pray. I encourage you to find ways to pray this week. Why not use triggers for prayer as you get up in the shower, in the car? Pray the Lord's Prayer, a prayer grounded in humility. And remember that prayer is more than words. The words are the intent of the prayers that we live, and as we begin to live out our prayers, we are changed by them. When we pray, we find hope, hope in prayer. In the words of Pope Francis, prayer leads us forward in hope. Prayer leads us forward in hope. Prayer is hope. Amongst uncertainty, in the midst of the storm, in the clutter of life, we have the privilege of drawing near to God, being so close we can hear God's heartbeat. bringing us comfort, giving us hope, as prayer is hope. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for prayer. Thank you for the invitation to join you in prayer, to be so close that we can hear your heartbeat. Father God, thank you for the intimacy, for the relationship that we have with you. Lord Jesus, when we don't know how to pray, open our hearts to feel your love in the quiet stillness. And Holy Spirit, help us to keep a discipline of prayer for the sake of change in myself, in others, and in the world. We pray together in the name of Jesus. Amen.